Hi, welcome.
Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's Blair, the Love Guru, and welcome to The Truth About COVID. Today, we are talking about the understanding the severity of things having to do with the extreme weather that most of us are experiencing here in the U.S. And of course, this is going on in other countries too. So I'm just talking about the U.S. at this current moment. But this is, what should we say, Mother Earth in quotes? Mother Earth is going through her changes, and climate change in quotes too is out of control. And look at what's going on. So, before we get into the topic today, and I do see that we have some callers, which I think is awesome. I'm going to get to you guys. I do want to just talk about the topic for a little bit. And before that, I want to introduce myself. So like I said, my name is Blair. I'm known as the Love Guru. And I'm a spiritual teacher, an intuitive heart healer, a dating and relationship expert, a teacher of truth, and a deprogrammer. And the deprogrammer part is very important when you're learning about truth and diving, or I should say, diving down the rabbit hole. Because a lot of people step into this new world order information and all the craziness that's going on in the world, but they don't do the element of deprogramming themselves. And instead, they just walk around talking about all the issues that are happening. Everybody repeats it like a bunch of robots and alarmists, but they don't have the element of actually deprogramming themselves, which is an act of healing yourself of your mental, emotional, and childhood wounds. And when you do that, you are naturally called into action. You naturally step into solutions. You naturally step more firmer into your divine mission, and you naturally start changing the world. And that's what we need as far as the community of truthers or freedom fighters or warriors or whatever you want to call yourself. That is what is needed here, is the two elements of learning the truth of what's really going on here, as well as doing the internal work to heal your programming and to heal your childhood wounds. That is what I specialize in. I've been doing this work for over 20 years. I started off doing this work related to people's love lives because we are taught a bunch of bullshit when it comes to dating and relationships, whether that's love life or family relationships or coworker relationships or whatever. We're taught drama, 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 chaos, codependency. And that is all stuff that you have to heal. So that's where my soul started taking me down this journey into truth. And then it just expanded from there and eventually headed into the corruption, government's corruption. So my websites are loveguru.net, as well as thealiennetwork.com. And if you go on loveguru.net and you click under COVID, you will see that I teach a variety of New World Order trainings that are focused on self-development, spirituality, and leadership. That's the focus, again, on healing as well, teaching you the information as well as doing the healing work to help people step into solutions, step into power, help us unite, and help us fix this world, heal the world, change the world, whatever you want to call it is fine with me. So that's what you'll find at loveguru.net under COVID. And if you go to thealiennetwork.com, on that site, that whole site is dedicated to everything that I'm talking about today, plus more. And go check out the Indigo Warrior Toolkit, which has tons of audios, whatever topic you're interested in that you can start learning about and, again, healing yourself. So let me talk about this topic for a bit, about what is going on, and then we'll go to callers. And thank you for calling in. It's fun to interact with you guys. I'm excited about it. So let's see, I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm a Jersey girl living in Pennsylvania because you never really get rid of the Jersey girl thing. And yesterday, so today's December 24th, 2022, and yesterday we started having some really extreme weather. I think it was showing something like 8 degrees or 10 degrees, which is freezing, and it is not normal for this area. And then on top of that, we were having 20 miles per hour winds and up, which was insane and scary. And, you know, if you look at Drudge Report, which is a garbage publication, but if you look at that, you'll see all the sensational headlines along with the fake photos of people in the snow and, I don't know, whatever they're doing. In other areas of the U.S. And, you know, when the weather used to get bad years ago, of course you're younger and maybe you don't know what's going on and you're excited about maybe having off from school or, you know, getting snow or whatever. These days, you know, when you become aware of the truth, the weather is frightening to me. When I see that something is coming through, I'm like, oh no, and I start praying. And I had to be out yesterday. I had an event to work, and my car was shaking. It was icy. It was hard to see on the highways. And I was just praying that I made it home safe. I was thankful for the heat. I was praying for all the homeless people out there that maybe didn't get into shelters or aren't aware of shelters. And I was praying for the animals out there as well. And again, I personally think that this stuff is just frightening when it comes through. I'm not going to share so many details on this radio show because this is not the place to be educating you exactly like what is happening with all the details. If you're not aware of that, that's what my trainings are for. That's what you could go to the aliennetwork.com for, and you can learn on your own. This is a very big topic. It's not something that I can go into details here on a half an hour radio show. With that said, I will say that this is not normal. It's not natural. It's man-created. And what I want to say related to that is that, you know, this topic of understanding the severity of things is that when the whole con started almost 3 years ago, people were very open to talking about it. What's going on? This is so weird. Oh, we got to wear masks now. You know, it was all of this whole thing. Oh, I don't want to wear a mask, but I have to. And when things are fresh in people's minds, when they first happen, people are open to talking about stuff. That's when their minds are open to new ideas. And they're open to the severity of things. You know, this has to be, again, this has to be taken very serious. This weather stuff, I mean, people are going to die if they haven't already died during this weather. All right, people are out of power. They're not prepared. I would say many of them are not prepared with on how to deal with extreme cold. I mean, there are agendas behind this. And again, it gets upsetting. But so let's go back to the whole con thing, because the original con, because there's many cons, right? And also, that wasn't even the original con, but let's just say the biggest con, and I know that that's debatable, too. We'll just let it be for now. But, you know, again, when these things first happened, so when the con first started almost 3 years ago, people were open to talking about it. Oh, conspiracy theories. Okay, I'll look in. Everyone became – that was like media headlines. Everyone became a conspiracy theorist this year. But then what happened was they got sucked into it, and they believed it, and they watched more programming, and they didn't do the deprogramming work that I talk about and help people with. That sure as hell wasn't happening. So then people close off to to what's happening. And now we're almost 3 years later and people are desensitized to it. So that's a severe thing that's going on in our world. And now people are having illnesses and diseases and dying and whatever, but people don't talk about it. Okay. Even people in the truther community, you know, it's kind of like whispered about, but it's not, are you hanging signs? I'm not saying to do that, but I'm just saying, are you talking to your coworkers about it? Are you loud and proud? Or, you know, is that talked about? No, that's old news, right? That's really old news now. People aren't open to talking about on how this is insane, you know, don't take the injection, don't take it, blah, 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 blah. That ship has sailed. But now when we're talking about climate change, in quotes, and this severe weather, well, now this is the sweet spot. This is where people are alarmed or could be alarmed. Because, again, most of the people, again, in quotes, out there are thinking, oh, this is just Mother Earth. Oh, this is just the changes. Oh, my God, you know, what's a global warming, you know? But if you are a truther, if you're a warrior of the light, if you're a freedom fighter, this is our, I'm telling you right now, this is our sweet spot to be talking about this stuff. Okay? If you still have hope for the people, in quotes, if you still have hope for the people and you want to be on your mission saving humanity, well, then get your ass out there in any old form you want to, if you're aware of this topic, and then you talk about the agendas that are going on, the climate change, the global warming, how the weather's manipulated, all of that stuff. You talk about that now and let it sink in. This is extreme stuff that's going on. If you did not have a chill through you over the last 24 hours, if you didn't, like, I was speaking to some people, in quotes, I don't know, I don't feel like calling them sheeple today, and I don't feel like calling them sheep, and I don't feel like calling them sheepies today, which is my normal word for it, sheepies. I don't feel like doing that. I'll do it. People in quotes is my today word. I was talking to some people in quotes yesterday, and they were talking about how it was scary driving and how this one lady was praying. She had her daughter in the car, and the car was shaking and blah, blah, blah. So I think that's all what I want to say. Again, this is a sweet spot. You talk about this stuff now. This is when people are open to it, because then people get desensitized, like you got desensitized with the whole con, even with the injection issues going on and the death. I would say that that truthers are sort of desensitized to it. I mean, how many videos have you watched and how many articles or fake articles have you read about people crossing over because of the injection? You're used to it. This is like old news already. So you're not really thinking it's so severe. You're like sort of accepting it. Oh, you know, I mean, people will say all sorts of things. Oh, they deserve it. Oh, they're dummies. Oh, they don't want to wake up. Oh, they're NPCs. Oh, they're this. Oh, they're that. Whatever. It's fine. I mean, I'll co-sign on a bunch of things that you want to say. But at the end of the day, we're in a sweet spot right now. You see how this is also affecting us. You know, how does that weather hit? Well, I mean, if you go look at the weather patterns, what is that, like the Doppler frequencies, if you look at that map, there's like a certain map. I don't know the web address for it offhand. But you can see, like, all of our areas are getting hit. You know, I live in an area, all of us do now, that we have tons of satellite. We're all getting hit by this stuff. So, all right, on that note, I'm going to start taking callers. So we'll go to 780 first. Please say your name or your made-up name, and let me know where you are so I'm not, like, Googling what 780 is. I don't know that area code. And share what's on your mind. What do you want to talk about, okay? Here we go. Hi there. Welcome.
Hey there, Blair. Hello, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going, Blair?
Hey, Jay. How are you? What's the weather going on there? Real brief, because we're only here for a half an hour today.
Okay. Well, actually, it was cold before. It's like minus 25 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's just part of the weather. Yeah, it was really cold. Now it's just getting, I don't know if you want to call it warmer. So, but I was listening to your spiel. And I do agree with you. I think we're the weather right now is probably doing really crazy things. We've got a solar minimum right now, plus the manipulation of weather that's causing issues right now too. So the jet stream is not actually going from west to east, straight across the United States or Canada. It's all over the place. So we're going to expect really severe and interesting weather conditions from now to maybe about 5 years. So which can impact our food supply because of the winter wheat that's happening down there. It might be gone already. So we're going to see some really interesting things regarding food.
Question do you have, what concern, like what's bothering you about all of this? I mean, besides everything, you know, how can you not
I understand. I keep track of everything that's going on, so I don't get crazy about it. But my question is that how do you keep your emotions from actually exploding when you talk to a person who's not awake and you're just trying to tell them the truth? Because I had to talk to a person in a chat, and it was like just denial of what's going on. The person got the shot, and it's like denial that you know, God is going to save the person or aliens or whatever. And it's like, and the person, you know, my brother dropped dead. You know, it's like, well, what's going on here? It's like, you're not compassionate or sympathy.
Your brother did or their brother did?
Their brother did. So it's like, I'm just, and I was just getting emotional. Yeah, it's like, and you're hearing, I don't know, like I was talking to another person who was like, say, 10 people died in a family, and it's like they can't figure out what's going on. So I'm going like, wow. But, what do you do at that point? Do I just move on and just – I'm just trying to find friends who I can actually talk to and just be like-minded. No, we have no fighting, and I have very few friends like that. It's like 10% of the 10%. 10% are awake, and the 10% of that are really – doing the work on themselves. So just wonder what your thoughts about this.
Yeah, I love that because, and also, there's plenty of people in the spiritual community that say that they're awake and they have taken the injections and they believe all these agendas also. So to me, that's sort of triggering to me because, I don't know, it just annoys the hell out of me. Like, you're not awake then. I'm sorry about that. Like, you're just not. What I would say is that I would look at, and this is like I give a lot of journaling exercises. So this is something I really like, sit with your journal, you can meditate about it. It's like, what about me? I'm talking about you. What about me is like craving to, quote, wake this person up? Like, why do I even care at the end of the day? Because, because this is like internal stuff. So this is to go deeper in your healing work. A lot of us have this childhood wound of not being seen, not being heard, wanting to be validated by our parents, because most of us came in here awake, and we probably have been trying to wake people up our whole lives in various degrees. Like, we've probably just been trying to wake up our family members for our whole lives. If you reflect on that, I mean, that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to wake up my parents my whole life for, like, the ridiculous things that how they were treating me. But it didn't work. So why did I think when the con rolled in that I was going to wake them up magically in 2020 when I had however many years prior, many, many years prior, and it didn't work? So a lot of times we repeat those patterns because we're not seen by certain people in our lives that are close to us. We keep trying to get that validation, try to heal that original wound through other people, and it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So that's one element. The other thing is that, well, there's a lot of different elements to this question, but
yes.
You know, a lot of these beings are not, again, very big conversation, and I have more information on the Alien Network under Indigo Warrior Toolkit. A lot of these beings are NPCs, so they're not actual, this is my belief, okay? I've been getting a lot of downloads on it. They're not actually here. They are, like, we're all in human suits. We're not all human. Even like us, you and I, we're not even human. We're just all wearing human suits. So you might think that they're like you. They're not like you. They might be AI algorithms. They might be clones. And NPCs are non-playing characters. So if these people are running certain scripts, if they have very limited consciousness, very limited awareness, if they're run by, you know, the smart grid is not coming to rule over us. The smart grid is already here ruling us. We're already in a virtual reality. So just like when, you know, if you're playing a video game, which I don't think you play video games and neither do I, but if you're playing a video game, you're not going, if you're like the main player there, you're not going to turn to one of they're basically NPCs. You're not going to turn to one of the extras and try to have a conversation with them. You're in the video game maybe like fighting the other player. You guys are the main players. So you're trying to talk to somebody who's not even real. Tell me what you think about this.
Well, you know, I think I don't get into the alien stuff and NPC things like that. I just, you know, kind of keep
it. Well, now it's time.
On Earth.
I just opened the door for more. Like now, yeah. Because it'll help also help you process these things. Do you think that everybody here is human? And then the second question is, do you think that everybody here is just like you? Clearly they're not. Because you didn't take the injection and they did, you can see what's going on. They can't.
Well, that's true. I was actually one thing I was talking to a friend about, and I've got three or four friends who are very well awake and actually motivated to their own survival and preparedness. Is that I said the one thing is that, you know, all of us actually have water filters that filter out the fluoride. Which is interesting because I'm going like, oh, this is, I wonder if it actually is a chemical thing that people are being, how would you call it? The chemical that's, the fluoride is keeping us docile and people are manipulated that way too. I mean, you can go in that direction also. But the thing is that I feel that right now is I think that you're talking about trauma. I just wonder, lots of people have suffered trauma, but they didn't deal with it until 2 years ago when this thing came up, the health issue came up, and then the solution was the jab, and everyone, you know, most of the people got it, not the people who didn't, or who were awake, who and actually saw through everything, didn't get it, and I think it was maybe to solve some internal trauma that was actually going on at a subtle or a high level, so you know, it seems like in some sort of our lives, we've all been traumatized in some sort of way or another. But we just don't know it because it's buried in our subconscious, and it came out during the health crisis in the last couple of years, which is going to be devastating for our society, where it's going into a mouse utopia right now, I feel. But, yeah, that's how I look at things right now. So.
Yeah, I mean, I honor your own – it's your own journey. It's your own awakening experience of how you interpret things, and no one has the truth. I mean, that's the joke of it. No one has the truth. Like, we have our different theories. You know, you're talking about trauma. And I originally was, you know, thinking about on how, I mean, you know, what's going to save everybody? It's going to be them doing the internal work. Again, most of them are not going to do that. Most of them do not want to do it. And I think that you can go in loops. So, like, I used to be there with the whole trauma and the self-growth and blah, blah, blah stuff. For me, it's really brought a peacefulness. It sounds weird or bad, but it's just kind of brought up when I have been, these past 8 months, I've really been downloading a lot of information about the Matrix. I've just been like remembering a lot of stuff about what we're doing here and what this experience is. And it's just brought me a lot of peace to be in this space of we're not all the same. And if you keep going through the loop of, hey, everybody's human and blah, 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 it was not sticking for me. So again, we all find our own way of whatever makes us feel comfortable with explaining what's happening in the world. But I will say that there are so many people who are sick or consistently sick in the world right now from the injections. So if they haven't awakened now, like, it's just not happening, Jay.
That's right.
Not
you're
happening.
Right.
So you're wasting. So basically, just to kind of wrap it up, and we lost the other caller here, so that's why I'm just kind of hanging out with you here.
Thank you.
The thing is that, and it's a good question, and I know it's something that we all think about all freaking time. After a while of constantly trying to speak to people or point out the obvious, which it's so fucking obvious. I mean, it just gets more obvious every single moment of the day.
Yeah, true.
You bump up against it after so many times, and you're like, I'm wasting my time and energy. And then you have to just turn it back inwards. Why am I doing this? And where can I be putting my energy otherwise? And a lot of people who are awake do not want to hear that because then the focus is back on you. And we want to be out there saving the world. We have, like, you know, probably this default to help others. But you have to keep going back and, like, what am I supposed to be doing here? And then you go deeper into your mission. Because you have a mission here. Like, you're not just and the mission is not to be, I'm not saying you're doing this, but the mission's not to be, like, talking to a lot of people and being like, this is, we missed that time, that ship has sailed. That ship sailed, I would say, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Once they've taken the injections, that's it. It's done. And I'm not saying that there's no hope for them. But they have to get themselves out of it, or at least the initial awakening, the shock awakening. You know, I have this we're getting counted down on here. I will just end this and say I'm just going to mute you here. Thanks for calling, Jay, okay?
You're very welcome. Have a grateful Christmas.
Thank you. I celebrate Hanukkah, but actually I celebrate nothing.
Okay, celebrate spirit of Christmas season.
What I will say is that I do have a video that is called Are You Robbing People of Their Awakening? And that might be a good video for you to watch. If you go to thealiennetwork.com and you click on, like, Welcome or Start Here, you'll get to that video and whoever's listening to. And so thank you, everybody, for joining me today. Again, my name is Blair. I'm known as the Love Guru. You can visit me at loveguru.net and thealiennetwork.com. And on thealiennetwork.com is where I have all this information about the New World Order, about COVID, about healing yourself related to it, and stepping further into your mission. Thank you so much for joining me today. I will speak to you again when I do my next broadcast. Bye-bye.